the rest of the story. Mr. Francis Burdett was approaching retirement age, and yet he was determined not to do, as many of his retired friends had done, sleep late and go to seed. So Mr. Burdett promised himself that he'd make good on a lifelong dream. He would build a home from scratch, personally, and with the help of nobody else. He would build his own house. The Rhode Island gentleman had a home site all picked out in Wayne, New Jersey. He began by constructing a cardboard model according to plans he had long envisioned. The house would be three stories with a Dutch colonial roof. One day, the actual construction of Mr. Burdett's dream house was underway. At first, the amateur craftsman attracted little attention in the neighborhood. Folks in Wayne had seen homes go up before. But then, one by one, the neighbors began to take notice. The builder, Burdett, was a senior citizen. And nobody was assisting him on the job. Passers-by asked predictable questions. Would Mr. Burdett like some help on his project? No, thank you. He was doing just fine. Had Mr. Burdett ever built a house before? No. Not counting the work shed out back where he slept, this home was his first. As the months passed, more and more neighbors stopped by to observe Mr. Burdett's progress, and the 65-year-old builder gave those observers some exciting moments. Having completed the entire first floor first, he then started the high work, started climbing around on a 22-foot ladder to reach the top of the second story on the outside. Mr. Burdett's sometimes unorthodox construction methods made onlookers smile, but nobody was smiling the day the ridge board was due for setting. One woman had journeyed all the way from Virginia to watch, and human interest-seeking newsmen were gathered at the site for the ridge board. That's the horizontal beam, which runs the length of the roof, the highest structure in the house. That huge plank is usually set in place by two or three or more carpenters working together, and yet here was dear old Mr. Burdett, refusing assistance, determined to do it all by himself. And he did it all by himself. It took a pulley contraption of his own invention, but Mr. Burdett set the ridge plate, winning the relieved cheers and the applause of all assembled. The entire project took 2.5 years. The evening Mr. Burdett's dream house was finished, he invited the neighbors over to see and to celebrate. A few visitors confessed that they had had their doubts along the way, and yet all of them had to admit Mr. Burdett had been the right man for the job. Well, the house that Burdett built more than 70 years ago still stands in Wayne, New Jersey. So many folks since have driven past and never really known the rest of the story. That once upon a time, while the 20s were roaring, a quiet little man named Francis Burdett reached retirement age and built his own house. Some 15 years after the industrial accident, which had left him handicapped. For you see, the house that Burdett built was built in the dark. A dream house the lone carpenter saw only in his dreams. Francis Burdett was totally blind. Now you know the rest of the story.